raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis. Because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Most business owners agree 72% plan to sell their business to fund their retirement, but 98% don't know what their business is worth. A bit of a disconnect, don't you think? Clarity on your business value provides actionable insights for retirement, succession, and estate planning, as well as guidance on improving your company's performance. Business owners, I'm Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. Protect what matters to you and your family. Call today. Learn more about how you can secure your most important asset. 805-635-7200.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Judge finds sufficient evidence to try suspect on murder charges. Engineering contract for Bob Jones Gap Trail project approved. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs right around 100. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetta Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a Superior Court judge has found sufficient evidence to hold a man to answer on charges of murder. Evidence has been established that on November 13th, 2025, 23-year-old Abel Santiago and his brother, Francisco Santiago, picked up the victim of the shooting, Margarito Ventura Ventura, in Santa Maria. The brothers drove the victim through Santa Maria in a route that avoided more than 150 license plate reading cameras, then traveled northbound on the 101 into San Luis Obispo County, where the victim's cell phone activity ceased. The brothers then took the victim east onto Highway 166, and at Sui Creek, the victim was removed from the vehicle and shot several times, according to the DA's office. Following the murder, Abel Santiago destroyed evidence of the shooting and tried to flee the country. He was stopped before he could leave, arrested, and was interviewed. The Rinconada prescribed burn that was initially scheduled for yesterday has been postponed until Friday, July 10th. The Rinconada burn will be held outside of Santa Margarita in cooperation with private landowners, and efforts will target yellow thistle, a highly invasive plant species that poses environmental, economic, and public safety concerns. Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project to begin construction. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. On Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board voted 4-0 to award a contract to Sousa Engineering Contracting for the first stage in the Bob Jones Gap Closure Project. Supervisor John Pichong recused himself from voting. The $10.5 million construction contract will span from the Octagon Barn Trailhead to Clover Ridge Lane, with construction starting in early September. The Bob Jones Gap Closure Project has been in the works for years, plagued with delays and negotiations with property owners along the proposed site. Bearcat Athletics will be selling season passes, reserved football seating, parking passes, and punch cards for the 2026-27 school year. Reserved football seating includes gate admission and a reserved seat for all five home regular season varsity football games. Seat holders from 2025 will be held through the first home varsity football game. Any seats not renewed by that date will be released. Also available are parking passes for $100, guaranteeing a parking spot in the covered solar lot at Lewis Flemson Junior High School for all home, JV, and varsity football games. An all-sports season pass provides admission to all regular season home athletic contests during the fall, winter, and spring seasons. Complete information about ticket options, parking passes, and passes can be found at Pass Robles High School's website. Those wishing to pay by cash or by check may do so during designated athletic office sales windows in August. The California Mid-State Fair will be holding three special admission days this year through discounted admission and free nonprofit expos. The days are Seniors Day, July 17th, Kids Day, July 24th, and Armed Forces Day, July 25th. On Seniors Day, guests 62 years and older receive half-off single-day admission. Guests can also connect with organizations that provide resources for older adults, including San Luis Obispo County Veterans Services and the El Camino Homeless Organization. On Kids Day, children 12 and under receive free fair admission. Organizations attending include the Paso Robles Youth Arts Center, Children's Museum, Girl Scouts of California's Central Coast, and more. Then finally, Armed Forces Day, guests with a valid active or retired military ID receive free fair admission. Organizations with valuable programs, services, and resources for veterans will be present. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park continue tonight. Tonight's entertainment will be Michelle Labert, a pop folk singer and songwriter that has toured out of Nashville, Los Angeles, Miami, and Denver. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the downtown city park from 6 to 8 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 4-3, the Padres over the Diamondbacks 10-4, the Angels beat the Rangers 13-1, the Tigers over the Athletics 6-1, the Blue Jays shut out the Giants 10-0, the Rays shut out the Yankees 3-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the Rockies, the Padres will go against the Diamondbacks, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Athletics will go against the Tigers, the Yankees will face the Rays. In California news, two 15-year-olds in Northern California were detained after drinking in the backseat of a self-driving vehicle and shooting water beads into the streets. Waymo, the operator of the self-driving vehicle, alerted law enforcement and forced the vehicle into a parking lot remotely. The San Mateo Police Department detained the two boys and warned people about underage drinking. A California man has lost his hand after attempting to clean up fireworks debris and trash on a beach. Jason Turner was walking along Point St. George Beach and Crescent City on July 5th, when a bomb-like device unexpectedly went off, resulting in the loss of his hand. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Jason's family on the difficult road to recovery. The California Governor's Office announced that since a cannabis enforcement task force was established in 2022, the state has seized and destroyed more than 840,000 pounds of illicit cannabis valued at more than $1.3 billion. Between April and June of this year alone, partners seized more than 63,000 pounds of illegal cannabis, valued at more than $104 million. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, ASI President and Montana Sheep Producer Ben LaFelt, along with ASI Wool Council Chair Julie Hansmeyer out of Colorado, and ASI staff recently traveled to Da Nang, China to represent U.S. sheep producers at the 95th International Wool Textile Organization Congress. Travel was supported through USDA Foreign Agricultural Service grant funding. Now, the event drew some 238 participants, though, from across the global wool supply chain for 3 days of industry dialogue in Da Nang, recognized as the World Wool Knitwear Capital. During the Congress's sustainability session, G.N. Carver of Shanico Wool Company presented as an invited ASI speaker, sharing a U.S. grower's perspective with an international audience. The Congress also marked the launch of the IWTO Green Book, while additional sessions explored artificial intelligence and digitalization, traceability, and the market trends reshaping the global textile landscape. ASI remains an active IWTO member to this day.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Everything's waiting for you. Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents an unforgettable summer of live entertainment. Catch island favorites Kaloe Kai on July 25th, Aaron Lewis on August 8th, the world-famous Gypsy Kings on August 15th, the Gran Celebración de la Independencia de México on Sunday, September 13th, and comedy superstar Bert Kreischer on September 18th. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. Plus, save $5 on each ticket purchased on-site with your Premier Club card. Only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KBRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A third round of bilateral negotiations is scheduled for the week of July 20th, and the California Avocado Commission is asking to put American farmers first as trade talks with Mexico continue. The avocado industry points to concerns over market oversupply from imports, pest inspections, and cartel involvement in parts of Mexico's avocado supply chain. The commission is urging federal officials to consider a seasonal traffic rate quota during California's March through September harvest season. A set volume of Mexican avocados could still enter the U.S. at a zero tariff, while imports above that level would face a higher tariff. President Ken Melbin of the Avocado Commission says they are asking for a fair opportunity to compete during California's harvest season while protecting domestic avocado production. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs right around 100. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Low 90s on Saturday, upper 80s Sunday, low 90s Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday, 100 on Wednesday, 94 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 6:21.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
Conservative patriots and freedom lovers, join the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County for our biggest event of the year, the Lincoln Reagan Trump Dinner, celebrating America's 250th birthday, August 1st at the Raven Ranch in Templeton. Featured speaker is Trump defender Devin Nunes. General admission tickets $150 with VIP at $250. Early bird pricing still on till July 15th. Seating is limited and this event will sell out. Visit rpsloc.org for tickets today. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There was little change in the number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week, down 2,000 for the week ending July 4th to 215,000, slightly less than expected. And continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose slightly to 1.81 million. Jobless claims have been remaining in a range, suggesting layoffs remain subdued. However, the Labor Department's June employment report found job growth slowed last month to just 57,000, and though the unemployment rate declined to 4.3%. That was attributed to people leaving the workforce. PepsiCo's recent quarter was mixed. Sales improved globally, but stalled in the U.S. The parent company of Pepsi and Frito-Lay has been cutting prices across its snacks business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that, not politicians who try to fix government schools, not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, L-A-W-N-E-W-S.tv. NEWS.tv.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. As we're ready for freedom of speech, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in the Moore. And remember, outstanding gas prices and the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, talking on the number and digging on the radio.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, we have a update here, a little baseball from our natives. San Luis Obispo native Brooks Lee for the Twins last night. The Twins defeated the Indian. The team from Cleveland. What are they? The Guardians. And that final was 6-5. He had a good game. He's playing third base, and he batted third. He went 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. And the Cubs got past the Orioles 9-6. But Dylan Beavers, native of Paso Robles, Dylan was in the sixth spot, and he played center field and left field yesterday, and he went 2-for-3. But it was a loss for the O's. And somebody ran on the field in the ninth inning with two outs. That was in Camden Yards. Well, anyway. All right, whatever may be on your mind, you know how it's supposed to work here regarding freedom of speech. And a couple of things. The Bob Jones Trail. Now, I'm going to tie this in because we're going to try to have one of our completely unscientific but absolutely accurate polls today. Are you going to vote yes or no on the increase, the sales tax from a SLOCOG? From SLOCOG. This is coming up in November. And, of course, it's going to improve all the things that need to be done or should have been done regarding our roads here in the county. So, yes or no, and always like to know a reason, whether it's sarcastic or not. So, again, you have the email, you've got the text, or you've got the wireless right here to call in and to give us your opinion. Now, what is somewhat maybe considered interesting about the Bob Jones Trail, remember, folks, we're a tourist destination here in the county, and our own representatives like to brag about it and how, you know, it's helped out and so forth, but apparently it's not enough money because we have a lot of issues in almost every city regarding money, even though we've had this plethora of the wine industry and the beautiful hotels and nice restaurants, etc., etc., and we have the ocean too, but we don't have enough money. And, of course, our Board of Supervisors, a couple of years ago, they decided to prioritize a tourist county and put homeless as the number one where money should go. Okay? Good job by the voters of the people of San Luis Obispo County. So, the important thing for some people is this Bob Jones Trail. We have natural trails all over this area. Again, people just want convenience. They don't want to get their hiking boots a little dirty. So we have to build these things for them. Now, the total projected cost of the Bob Jones Trail Gap Closure Project is about $48 million. This project builds a new 4.5-mile path. Somebody that knows math, do the numbers on per mile on that, $48 million. It's projected cost, so we know projected cost. It ain't coming under. and ain't coming under. Now, the state, and it's, again, the state doesn't have any money, but they're going to give some money. But the local San Luis Obispo County, we are, again, this is projected cost of $17.4 million for 4.5 miles. Now, I don't know how this project down here in Templeton is coming along or if it's just in the talking phases and stuff, but one of the other things I want to point out about the Bob Jones Trail, if you remember, the friends of the Bob Jones Trail, you know, those people with the Dockers and driving up, I don't know if they drive, but anyway, so they go in front of the Board of Supervisors and say, you know, we really need this trail because we want to look at birds and it's going to be safer and all this other kind of crapola. They were going to do their best to raise some money for it. Now, again, think of this $48 million projected cost. And the Friends of the Bob Jones Trail, it's a nonprofit advocacy group. Well, they've done a hell of a job. They've been able to contribute $270,000 of the $48 million. Maybe they need to deep a little deeper into their pockets. But my point is, like, what happens, whether it's city councils or whatever, you get these people up there crying and making promises, and the politicians fall for it. So the rest of us are on the hook. The Friends of the Bob Jones Trail, 270, which is, you know, you'd rather have it than not, obviously. But what a... Well, what a circus. So, yes or no, you're going to vote for sales tax? No? Okay, sales tax, no. All right, that just came in. So, I just want you to be aware of the numbers. And again, the projected cost, 48. That sounds pretty good. Also, got some information here regarding the state of California and our education. Which, you know, Paso Robles, they're looking for $400 million. I guess that $100 for parking for football game or a season pass for the parking is, they maybe should have raised that up a little bit more. But anyway, the state of California, no, I shouldn't say the state of California, my mistake. But the state of California, they are considering, let's see here, where did it go? Here it is, okay. Some leftist groups, they're advocating adding Black English to California. It's the multilingual educational program. Now, think about that. They want to add this Black English in California's multi-English education program. Which, if you look at the numbers, at least in Paso, those, whatever they call those things, English learner, whatever, the scores are miserable. Now, so we want to have this Black English in California schools. I don't know what Black English is myself, but, you know, because I'm white and Irish, so German and Irish, so I have no idea what that means. Our basic English scores in the state of California are pathetic as it is. I think I read overall in California, 49% proficient. 49%. So we can't do the basic English, so we're going to just veer off into this other type of English, the Black English. Gee, that certainly brings people together, doesn't it? That really helps. Now, if you go back, some of you may remember this because it popped in my head as soon as I heard this or saw this. Back in 1996, I think it was the Oakland School District, they passed a resolution recognizing Ebonics as a distinct language. This is the goal was to use students' native dialect to teach standard English. I don't know what the if you're born in the United States, how that is different than what we know as basic English. Now, it says here, Ebonics is a rule-governed dialect, not bad grammar. It has its own strict sentence structure, and they give an example. Here goes. I be working means a person works a lot overtime. It's like saying I work every day. So that's the example. I be working. All right. So this is apparently important to these leftist groups, and it says leftist groups in the article, that we can't do basic English, so we're going to have these variants of what is English. That should really help people get an advancement and for us to be able to communicate. We have enough issues with people not willing to learn the English language here in this country. You know the ones that stand up in school board meetings and cry because they don't have interpreters. Nobody will challenge them to, say, learn the language of the country that is giving you a free education and free breakfast and free lunch. Other than that, if you don't like it, then shut up. Learn the language. Pretty simple, but we can't do that. Or, no, we can, but we won't do that. And why won't we do that? Because we don't hold people accountable. And I thought about that yesterday when I heard that the judge in Milwaukee, she was just sentenced to a $5,000 fine. $5,000 fine. So basically nothing. Basically nothing for what she did. So I thought, you know, what's going on here? And it's been going on for a while. Why aren't people being held accountable? Well, let's see here. We have had attorneys here in the county, including Paso Robles, that allowed the city council to do something illegal. No accountability. Nothing was done. I don't know if somebody even yelled at her. Maybe I don't know. We've seen the nonsense go on in the schools. We hear about these. Well, we're going to investigate or, you know, whatever they do. We never hear anything. Or any accountability. We've certainly seen it on the Board of Supervisors. No accountability. We've seen it outside the city of Paso Robles and the city manager. No accountability. So what does that do? Well, or why? Well, sometimes many people say that, well, I shouldn't say many people say, you know, the experts are unwilling to confront somebody. Well, if you're in the lead of a position of a department or something like that, that's your job. That's your job. When people are out of line, and if you don't like it or you can't handle it, then you shouldn't be in that position. I mean, we don't put people in those positions just to go after people so that, you know, but when they're wrong, they need to be held accountable. And the problem when this doesn't happen, and it's easy, is that people just stop trusting the system. They stop trusting the system, whether it's the entire government system, the public school system, you name it. And that's why the numbers of the people who are not thrilled with what's going on with government, it gets lower and lower and lower. And the people who should be held accountable, they don't seem to care about that. They don't seem to care about that. And they want to know why people are angry at them or maybe disrespect them in whatever way. But they don't get that because they're smiling and walking away, cashing their checks, getting their retirements, and all the benefits and so forth. So there you go this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99. Let's see here. No on the sales tax. Okay. No on the sales tax, no on the Bob Jones Trail, and hell no on the school bond. Well, the Bob Jones Trail is happening, okay? But that was my example of SLOCOG is looking for more money. The Friends of the Bob Jones basically gave nothing of the $48 million as they promised they would. And again, why anybody thought that they were going to be able to help out significantly was ridiculous, except that they're all of the same mold. So when they get up there and cry in front saying, we need this trail to save humanity and so forth, and basically it's just to make it more convenient so I can ride my bike from Avalita Beach to San Luis. Same thing we're here, you know, it's over here in Templeton. So there you go, just a couple of things there. Also, there is some concern, well, there has been some concern. I guess another question just to ponder and throw out there. Should voting be easier or harder? I don't know why anybody thinks that voting is hard. Maybe in some cases because it has become a pain in the neck. But is voting hard? And if somebody thinks it's hard, I hope you don't vote because you're probably not informed. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Is my reception okay?
Right now it is, yes.
Okay. I know you're getting up to the clock, but I was just thinking, you know, watching what's going on with Iran and the U.S. and Israel, I've been talking to, you know, several people about this, and when you have these interests of, I would say, religious backing on either side, this is it, folks. This is where it's going to end, because one faction isn't going to lay down and the other faction isn't going to surrender.
Well, the other part of that is, and let's just say in 2 years and the conservatives lose the presidency, we're going to be right back to where we were.
I would say so, yes. And that's the thing, there's no stopping it right now. If they keep saying that they're going to have a peace deal, you know, that's not going to happen. You've already killed the leaders. You've already bombed some of the places. You hit the bridges. You're going after a religion in that country that is not going to back down. They might stop for a while, but they're not going to back down. And they're going to retaliate heavily because it's, you know, I saw one guy said, Israeli TV, he said, you kill one of us, we're going to kill 100 of you. Well, that's nice. And so the opposite side, you kill 100 of them, they're going to come over and they're going to kill 1,000 of you. It just says it's not going to stop.
Well, you know, I look at, you know, going back in time, you know, people mentioned the, 57 years or whatever, that many of the decisions by the United States have put ourselves in this position.
I would agree, yes.
And the other thing I don't understand, and that's one of the reasons why I'm going to have Al on in August probably, is I hear every single night Trump run his mouth on how we destroyed their military and all this and other stuff. Then how in the heck are they able to retaliate at all?
Exactly. They probably have stuff that's hidden. You know, they don't have to be forthcoming of where everything is. I mean, it's, you know, they're talking about regime change. That's going to be... Again, I mean, you've got the Hezbollah, the Houthis, you've got all these other, you know, I think they're Shiite Muslims. They're going to stand up and they're going to fight. And they might, they're not going to fight like we would. They're going to go in with, you know, bombs strapped to their chests. And, you know, I'm not being pessimistic. I'm just being realistic. This has started. This is where it's going to. It's going to hit the fan big time.
All right. Now, just to be a little harsh, but I think most of us have probably heard this during the course of these X amount of years. And I don't, not jokingly, but maybe somewhat truth. At some point, you probably heard in your life like I did, they need to be wiped off the face of the earth.
That goes for both directions. That right. goes for the Iranians, for the Iranian people, the government wipe out, not necessarily the people, but you're going to have to do something. And then and then they're going to, you know, wipe Israel off the map, they said, and then, you know, come after the United States, the little Satan and big Satan. But it's, like I said, I unfortunately don't think that this is going to end. It's not going to end until one side declares victory, and that's going to be a really interesting victory.
I don't see how, because of the makeup and, you know, the history. One is, treaties don't mean a damn to them. I mean, a thing to them. And you have a culture that hates the United States and Israel. You're not going to get rid of that.
No, and God only knows how many of those people that cross the border are actually in this country. You know, as far as sleeper cells, they call them. Nothing's happened yet, but that doesn't mean it's not going to. And I don't mean to be ugly about it, but you got to be. Hopefully, the FBI, CIA, those people that are in charge are watching for chatter and so forth to see if something's going to happen.
Well, but you've had, to your point, you've had infiltrations of different cultures along the same mindset as them coming into the United States, and they've set up shop and they've established themselves in, you know, we see it on television in cities throughout the United States and more.
Yeah, and where is the money going? Follow the money. Are they actually supporting, you know, all the fraud and so forth? Are they supporting terrorist groups?
I always go back to Alex when he was on, because he was an expert on this stuff. And, you know, he said that these mosques, that the money flows through those.
Okay.
Through many, many of them.
That would make sense.
And that the people, not the entire population of people who worship at the mosques, he said most of them are very good people. But they're afraid to say anything.
If you go against, if you look over against Hezbollah, you say anything against them, and they take you out and kill you. So,
right. So, again, I don't think Americans look at this seriously enough.
Yeah, and what's going on in Europe is really ugly too. And I know you're up against the clock, but yeah, this is it seems like there's bells are ringing right now, and I'm not going to say they're hell's bells, but it might turn into it.
Yep. All right. Good call. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to exit this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero. Voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Bearcat Athletics will be selling season passes, reserved football seating, parking passes, and punch cards for the next school year. Passes include reserved seating for all 5 home regular season varsity football games and guaranteeing parking in the covered solar lot and more. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a Superior Court judge has found sufficient evidence to hold 23-year-old Abel Santiago on trial. The DA's office says Santiago and his brother picked up the victim, Margarito Ventura, in Santa Maria, drove him to San Luis Obispo County, and shot him before attempting to dispose of the evidence and flee the country. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs right around 100. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Maine Democratic Senate hopeful Graham Plattner withdrawing from the race after a former girlfriend accused him of rape.
I'm immensely proud of what we have built, and I have the utmost faith that we will continue to build. And we will continue to move towards a better future.
U.S. launching new airstrikes against Iran early Thursday, hitting 90 targets. Tehran responded by targeting Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar. Federal judge ordering President Trump to pay author E. Jean Carroll the $5.8 million owed from convictions of sexually abusing and defaming her.
Lawyers for President Trump say he can't pay E. Jean Carroll the $5 million civil judgment she was awarded because proceedings are still pending before the Supreme Court. The president is asking the court for a rehearing.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th, the California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale now, midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Wednesday, a near no-no by the Bay. Dylan Cease took a no-hitter into the ninth inning as the Blue Jays romped over the Giants 10-0. Elliot Ramos led off the ninth with a single to break it up. Cease had 11 strikeouts. He leads the American League with 148. Kazuma Okamoto's first-inning grand slam gave him quite a cushion. Pittsburgh starter Jared Jones set down the first 18 batters he faced. But after only being off the injured list for a couple of months, he was pulled by manager Don Kelly. Former Pirate Joey Bart then hit a two-run homer in the eighth, and the Braves blanked the Bucks 3-0. Five Atlanta pitchers allowed just four singles. Red Sox whitewashed the White Sox 5-0. Jake Bennett and friends scattered four hits.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been great, and it's a huge confidence boost, you know, to know that my stuff plays at this level. And, you know, just I keep trying to build off of it.
Marlins reeled in the Mariners 2-0. Tyler Phillips with a combo 5-hitter, and the Rays shut out the Yankees 3-0 behind the 6-hit stylings of Shane McClanahan and the Ruse. Cubs hit 5 home runs. Orioles hit 4. Chicago won at 9-7. Two of those long balls for Pete Crow Armstrong. Reds hit 4 home runs in the 4th inning, rolling over the Phillies 11-5. Sal Stewart had one of those 4 and another besides. Mike Trout returned from the injured list with a 2-run dinger, and the Angels routed the Rangers. Nationals nailed the Astros. C.J. Abrams and Luis Garcia Jr. each hit Tater number 20. Wins for the Mets, Cardinals, Twins, Tigers, Padres, and Dodgers. Wimbledon headline, local boy does good. Arthur Ferry, who grew up about a mile from the All England Club, and who needed a wild card to make this year's field, earned a spot in the semifinals by blowing past 9-seed Flavio Caboli in straight sets. Ferry is just the 4th wild card to make a Grand Slam semi in the Open era. His reward is a Friday match with 2-seed Alex Zverev, who ousted the last American standing, Taylor Fritz. Women's semifinals today, number 7 American Coco Gauff is the highest remaining seed. And after an off day, World Cup 2026 resumes today with the first quarterfinal match in Foxborough, France versus Morocco, with the other matches set for Friday and Saturday. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All righty, get ready for it and make sure you're hydrated. Same thing with the animals and so forth. 100, but remember, as we like to say here, there is no humidity. Clear tonight, overnight lows right around 60, upper 90s on Friday, low 90s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday, back to some upper 90s on Tuesday, 100 a week from, not today, next Wednesday, and then mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index, let's see here, go back. 100, fair. Oh, well, it'll cool off, though. It'll cool off. We'll be fine, folks. We know how to handle it. All right, let's see here. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:55 a.m., 8:22 p.m. It's 52. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at, yes, indeed, Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving right along here at the Right Choice KPRL. Where are we today with this? I have, there is no, where did it go? Oh, there it is. It's my pet alert thing.
Here. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Today. All righty, the world famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. That's right, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, and they've got apparel for you as well. As we check in to see what critters are out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, we also saw Mama Pig and the babies crossing the road there on Cross Canyon this morning. Had to wait about 4 or 5 minutes until they done taking their sweet time walking across. All I was thinking of scrambled eggs and bacon while I was watching this scene here. All right, Chris, we don't have enough time today, so you are off the hook until Monday.
Ooh, very well then.
All right, the brains will be well rested. All right, folks, we cleared the board yesterday. As a matter of fact, we cleared the board within seconds of the announcement. It's amazing how well the wireless works. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Simply go to AtascaderoGunshop.com. All righty. Oh, my goodness. We are way behind, or I am anyway. It's 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes away from 7. And trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, the Emmys, the Emmy Awards. This is for television. What television program has had the most nominations overall? Overall. I'm not talking about for a decade or for some people. Overall. And I'll give you a little help here. The most nominations for a television program is 306. So you would have to say, well, this show's been on the air for a while. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. So what television show do you think has the most nominations all time for the Emmys? What else can I help you with here? Okay, many of the people who have appeared in this television program went on to be stars in their own right. I would say, gosh, maybe a dozen or more. It depends on what you call a star. But anyway, let's see here as we go to the phone line and find out. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Days of Our Life.
No, not Days of Our Lives. Hi, good morning. No? Well,
hello.
Yes, you're on the air quickly.
Well, I had Days of Lives also, so.
That's it. No, it's not. Okay, it's not one of those. Remember, I'm saying many of the people who starred or were on this show became stars in their own right. So Days of Our Lives, I don't think that they would be the blockbuster movie stuff. So one more shot here.
On the show.
Hi, good morning.
Our own right.
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
No, not Mary Tyler Moore Show, although that was a fabulous show.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The California Mid-State Fair will be holding three special admission days this year through discounted admission and free nonprofit expos. The days are Seniors Day, July 17th, Kids Day, July 24th, and Armed Forces Day, July 25th. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will continue tonight. Tonight's entertainment will be Michelle Lambert, a pop folk singer and songwriter. Concert will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. in the downtown city park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs right around 100. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here it is. The answer, the most nominations for a television program all time Emmy is Saturday Night Live. 306, which, by the way, somebody mentioned Mary Tyler Moore. The most nominations for a comedy series is Cheers. Well, no, that was good. That was good. But Mary Tyler Moore was outstanding. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Quartz, marble, you can't beat their prices. And they've got a lot more for you as well.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.